Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joining us now, one of our hometown heroes, and I know he's elated with all this, and he'll get to share this with his family and continue the legacy of Eagle fans, like his two boys. My main man from ABC ESPN, Kevin DeGondi, on the Comcast Business Hotline. Kev!
How are you doing? By the way, I'm still recovering with my voice, so bear with me. I got a double show today like I did yesterday. I got NFL Live today as well as the Sports Center at 6, and obviously dealing with Tom Brady. So
yeah, I can imagine.
This week, so.
Yeah, let me know when you got to roll, because, I hear you, man. I know this is a crazy time, and the Brady news throws everybody, with a loop. And then Sean Payton with that crazy $17 million contract a year.
Yeah, and honestly, this is kind of a quick thought. This is kind of a Howie Roseman appreciation conversation real quick when you talk about the money that Payton's going to get and where Nick Sirianni has taken this team in the last year and a half, right? 2 years ago, I think everybody was like, what just happened after the news conference to now the guy just represents and understands the psyche of the city. I'm still blown away by it. And I just got to give him so much credit. Roseman understanding mistakes, Roseman finding Sirianni, and Sirianni understanding and adjusting to the talent that he has and saying, it's not my way. We got to figure it out together, and I got to adjust to the ingredients that I have right here to make something more special than he would have thought of.
I mean, without a doubt, so perfectly stated. I was just talking about it with one of my callers who's really sharp, and we were talking about the adjustment that Sirianni and Steichen makes in that game where, early on, Niners defense had a plan, right? And they were there taking away the RPO and the RPR stuff, and then the Eagles just started to run backside, right, and running off the weak side and having incredible success. It was a tremendous coaching adjustment.
You're 100% right, and we've always talked about one of the things that kind of has driven us crazy over the years is, hey, you've got to adjust to what they give you. And I thought Steichen did a phenomenal job, and I'm glad you brought that up because, hey, keep on doing it. The quarterback and Jalen's okay to have these type of days. We don't know the extent of that shoulder injury. We'll find out, I'm sure, after the season. But, his accuracy was not there. By the way, I will give him in so much credit running to his left a weakness a year ago and putting that ball in the perfect spot for Devontae Smith to make a play on fourth down. But aside from that, his accuracy wasn't that great, so they said, let's do something until they try and stop it. And as a result, they can stop it, and we will take their soul away. Let's go to our strength, and that is that line with the two Hall of Famers. And it's just, honestly, I haven't had more fun watching film, and I'm one of those guys that appreciates every position, but I haven't had more fun watching film this season than watching that offensive line just mash on people. And you can see as the game wears on, the 49ers' frustration building. We saw what happened that final, 5 minutes of the game. It was just building and building. And if you watch some of these clips, you'll see Warner, who's the best linebacker in the league, put his hands up on that Boston Scott touchdown like, what do you guys want me to do? We can't do any. We are helpless. And that's a dominant defense. And the Eagles just punched them in the face and said, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. And you have no answer.
I mean, their run game principles, I got to tell you, supremely impressive. They cover every detail. I mean, and look, you brought up Sirianni. And just look at what happened. So 4th and 3, the Devontae play. I don't know how Shanahan does not challenge that. Right off the bat, you got the challenge. 4th down, it's the first big drive of the game. It's the difference between a stop and being in scoring possession. He's late and gets caught. Meanwhile, on the empty hand play, Sirianni's like, look down there. I already challenged it. down to just managing the game I just think he does such a marvelous job. He's got great coaching staff, and, you know, they're supremely impressive. And that's Howie.
Listen, we caught lightning in the bottle. Like, 2017 was a phenomenal year, and then that run was just on a different level. It was just everything about the Vikings game and the Patriots Super Bowl, just magical, right? And right now, it feels magical. Like, the whole thing about it, like, every decision that's being made in a critical moment, they have nailed. And we're going to...
Well, can I say one thing, though, off of that? That one seemed, it seemed orchestrated by the stars, all right? This one, they're just good, all right? I think this one, they're really a good team, like an elite team.
I see where you're going, and that's an excellent point, because... Well, let's not forget, before the Wentz injury, they were an elite team, right? And that was orchestrated by a ton of stars. The stars then, when the one star went down, the other stars stepped up, and everything was magical because, I mean, when you look at Nick Foles and what he has done, you just wrap your head around it, and you're like, well, what just happened in those two games, the two greatest games in the history of Eagles football? Now we have a team, to your point, to win from the beginning and all the way to the end. If they win in Glendale, you can make the case as the greatest Eagles football team of all time.
I'll be honest with you. If they win or not, win or lose, I think that.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I can't let, like, I'm not going to let the outcome of one game, albeit the Super Bowl, dictate what I think is just a better team. Like, I just think... What teams are you going to compare them to? Because I think their heads and shoulders better than 17, 18.
You always compare them to Super Bowl 52, though, just because of the end result.
I think they're a way better team. I think they're facing a much better team in the Chiefs than the Patriots were, especially when there was no Malcolm Butler in the secondary.
And how would you feel, though, about Super Bowl 36 if they would have won that? How would you feel about that team?
I love that team. I thought that team was really good. I think that team is the second best team.
But that team gets often forgotten because of the loss, right?
I agree. Listen, if T.O. doesn't get hurt, you know, I think they win the game. He's a better on the field.
He was incredible.
I mean, I mean, if you ask me just level of play, like how quality play, I think this team, because they are better on the O-line and the D-line than the past two Super Bowl teams. And I just think this...
100%.
And they have better weapons. I mean, you know...
100%.
You know, they're a better running team. They're arguably... They're certainly more secondary than 17, 18.
But, and they got to seal the deal. They got to seal the deal in 11 days.
Listen.
Right? Like, when you look back at a team... From greatest team, they've got to seal it regardless. On paper, everything you said, and I agree with that.
I mean, I agree, but if we're just talking, like, I got to keep true to my beliefs. Like, my belief is, you know, if something happened and they lost, you know, the Super Bowl, I'm upset, I'm crushed, just like everybody else. But it doesn't change my eyes. My eyes know that this is a better team. Like, if we're talking about just on that criteria. That 2023 plays 2018, I make 2023 a 4-point favorite.
Wow! And actually, I may tend to agree with you because of the talent. It's the best roster in the NFL, 1-53, best roster in the NFL, and I completely agree with you that offensive line, that defensive line is better than any of the teams we've ever going to bring in the conversation, regardless. And I want to add one thing before we wrap up. I don't know when we're going to, but I want to say this. We're going to give Steichen credit. We're going to give Sirianni credit. Jonathan Gannon deserves some credit, too.
A ton of credit. Yes.
Holy cow, man.
Without a doubt.
And we're going to be hard on him. We're going to be hard on him because specifically now you got to contain the magic of Mahomes at 15 and what he can do and create. But, man, like, just what he did and how he figured it out, and we're just going to attack. It's a ton of credit to him.
Listen, he's unlocked. He's unlocked to sign Reddick, and you know that he deserves a ton of credit for that. I mean, listen, I agree. I was on him for the scheme a million times. You know, I didn't like some of the. I didn't like playing soft sometimes, but you know when it comes down to his what he's done. I mean, you know, I mean, look, he's done a great job, and unlocking Hassan has been just an amazing thing.
Now the big question is what's going to be Gannon's approach on stopping two specific things. Well, you can contain, and that is 87, who's a future Hall of Famer, and Travis can do anything and everything that this offense wants because Mahomes loves him and gets him involved, and he's just a special player. The other thing, and I think Philadelphia, you especially, we all know, Andy's magic trick will always be the screen pass to his running backs, especially when you have your top three wide receivers a little beaten up. And who knows, we'll find out next week on the status of their top three wide receivers when it comes to the Chiefs. But how will the Eagles handle the spread of giving the ball to the running backs that they have, that Andy has perfected, that we saw through the years with Westbrook and company? And
yeah, he's kept McKinnon a little on ice. I'm smelling a McKinnon game. Like, he used Pacheco in the screen. Like, yeah, and I was just talking about this before you jumped on. I was talking about, first of all, like, our weakness as an Eagle defense is the middle of the field, right? So, you know, I mean, obviously Kelsey's going to be the whole thing. And he'll use Kelsey almost to stretch it. We'll see if Hardman is healthy enough to go because he's their best speed guy, right?
Yep.
So, but they're going to get, I think McKinnon will be the guy that Andy leans on because he'll like the matchup.
Totally agree with you. I'm completely in agreement with you. Like, this feels like a McKinnon gets at least 10 to 11 targets,
yeah,
8 catches. What does he do when he catches that ball?
That's going to be the key. I agree.
Does he pick up 8 yards, right? And then on the other side, we rave about the running game. That secondary the Chiefs have, all green. And granted, you play 15 to 18 games, you're no longer rookies, but they are still, it's their first Super Bowl. That secondary is super young. If Jalen Hurts can get accurate again with that deep ball, because he missed AJ a couple times on Sunday. If he can get accurate with that deep ball, it's over. Because they are going to expose that. And if they have time and Jalen can get the deep ball early to Devontae and AJ Brown, I don't think the Chiefs have any shot on the defensive side in containing what the Eagles offense can do.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Now, here's how I think what they're going to focus on. I would believe that they're going to put the game on Jalen's shoulder, not his legs, his shoulder. So they're going to do whatever it takes to take away the run game, right? And they're going to go, all right, let's see, can you beat us down the field in man? And I think you're right. That's going to be they're going to try to force it. Now, if I'm the Eagles, you know, there are times when I'll take my shots, but I really want to try to run it. And I want to control the offense because I think this is a game where I don't want to get into a shootout with Patrick Mahomes. I'll do, like, I would have done it, like we were talking last week, I'll do it with Brock Purdy. I don't want to do it with Mahomes and Andy Reid. I'd rather run, control the clock, bleed the clock.
Yep.
You know, that's how I would want to play it.
And let's go with the screen game a little bit.
Yeah.
Get them up like they're 6 to 8 yards, shortchange them a little and get them off kilter. Spags, you know, I was in a meeting yesterday with Teddy Bruschi, and Bruschi brought up Super Bowl 36 because he likes to do that. And we all have fun with that banter back and forth. And he told me specifically in that game, him and Vrabel lined up in the A gaps and confused. They just threw something completely different to Andy in the first series, where they were lined up in the A-gaps and they were just filling. And they'd be like, oh, you go, you go, you go, you go. And Bruschi said, specifically against an offensive line like this, he's like, Spags should try different things. And he brought up something that was like, really? Could that happen? He was like, why not? Why not try for a series where he would bring Chris Jones, phenomenal end who was fantastic against the Bengals. He's like, why don't you bring Chris Jones and line him up ahead of 62 Jason Kelce and see what happens
for the series? Here's the thing. Here's the thing. He's done that before. He invented the NASCAR package.
Yes, he had. Yep.
So I totally see him doing stuff like that.
You got to get creative, right? And that's how you prevent 62 from pulling.
Yeah.
Because now all of a sudden he's got to keep an eye on 95, who's coming right at his face. So I found that interesting that the Chiefs are going to throw a bunch of things that are different. And then what's Jalen going to do to counter with Steichen on the next?
I got to tell you, I don't know how you feel, but. I think this is going to be just a great football game, a great chess match, great coaches and players and a celebration of a great sport. And, I got Eagles in a close one, with my heart. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be that kind of game.
I'm with you, man. I got the Eagles by 4 right now.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that plays out. It will be probably the closest line in the history of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree.
Keep an eye on that line.
Yeah, I'm with you. It made a tick towards Kansas City. In fact, it went up to one and it went down to 1.5. There's like a big betting syndicate. I saw this on VSiN. There's a big betting syndicate that put out the Chiefs. So these things and they move lines and the whole thing. I don't think that line could tell you anything other than it's just going to be a great game, a close game. And that's how you read into it. I think the Eagles are probably still a little undervalued just because of their fronts.
And just to give you perspective, too, on how Vegas views, this Eagles team, if the line stays true, it'll be the first time Patrick Mahomes will go into a playoff game as an underdog.
Wow. It's pretty awesome. I guess they're not undervalued. I guess that's a statement in its own. So that's a great point by you.
We'll see, though. Yeah. But listen, I hope people take the Chiefs to the points, and then we'll see that line move.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to 3 either way, or to the Eagles' favor. So whatever. I just think because I think the Eagles will win by 3 or 4, like you said. You got 4. I think the Eagles win by field goal, which would be a cover. Hey, I got to tell because we're talking about Eagle fans, and the roots. And next week we'll get into more of that with you. But I want to tell you a story because. I have a great listener. He's been calling me for years. His name is Andy, all right? Andy lives in Mumbai. And Andy, his family, knew your family. You guys went to the same temple in the Northeast. And
it's amazing.
And it's funny because Andy moved back to India. He moved back to Mumbai. And, he was watching the game. He was calling me. He's like, dude, we have a big party. The game starts at 1 o'clock in the morning, and it's pretty cool. And I'm guessing you're fucked because your father's there, right?
Yeah, he is right outside Mumbai. Yep.
Yeah, and I can imagine your dad watching the game at 1 o'clock in the morning, getting all pumped up, staying up all night watching the game.
Listen, man, we're real ones. Regardless of wherever we're at, we're always going to support it. And I love this story, Andy. And I had some background on it because one of my cousins, Dave, you met him, hit me up.
Oh, I love your cousin.
You need to listen to this. You got to listen to this. Do you know Andy? You know him? He says he knows you. And I listened to that part on YouTube, which is great. And I was like, what a small world. And what a great story for him to have that connection and to call you from India and share what he went through to watch that game. We're just real ones regardless, man. And it just, we bleed green wherever we're at. And I love hearing that.
I do. Listen, Kev, like that stuff to me is profound. And Andy was injured in the terrorist attack on the train. And Andy was injured. And, he was in the hospital for a couple months. His cousin emailed me to tell me he was okay. Which was like amazing. Like, I'm like, wow. Like, and that's all from being an Eagle, a Philadelphia sports fan, an Eagles fan. I mean, I just think that's amazing.
It is. And it's a credit to you, Ant, where we think you're family. You know what I mean? Like, because you are one of us. And when we hear you and you talk to us, It's like, hey, man, we're hanging out with our cousin Ann. And for him to send you a note to say, this is what happened to Andy, it's because they consider you family as we do, as my cousin ran into you and he did. And that's what you put together, you and Chunas, because your relationship, and it's a credit to you. We're all connected because of our love for Philadelphia, but you also genuinely go above and beyond and care about people. And I love you for that.
No, thank you, brother. I mean, listen, all I am is someone that embodies who we all are. So I could be your cousin who I met and loved. So, and he would be the same way if he was sitting in his chair. I love you, buddy. I really do. So listen, break a leg today. I know you're going to be busy, and we'll talk personal stuff next week, and we'll play out the game, okay?
Can't wait, guys. Take care. Fly, go birds.
Go birds, my brother. Go birds. Kevin DeGondi, one of the great ones. Special, special guy.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
He's our man, Mike Vick, on the Comcast Business Hotline. Mike!
What's up, baby? How you doing?
V7.
V7 in the building.
I was told a story. Remember when you first came to Philadelphia, and remember Butchie, who was our security guy at the time, and Big Butch, we would go to my man Mr. Tony's restaurant, late, you know, like after the game, like hang out a little bit, have a nice meal, right? And you were getting to know Philadelphia. And, you know, it was awesome because you loved the town right away. It was like you really felt good here.
Yeah, it was a warm embrace from the beginning. And the cherry on top was that my wife is from Philadelphia. And so I felt like she got a chance to be treated and enjoy the, you know, the moment just like I did. And, you know, even though mine came from the fan base, you know, it was hometown love for her, and she was back home. And instantly I fell in love with the city, the people, the restaurants, just the whole coolness that the city of brotherly love had to offer, man. And, you know, I look at it as my second, third home. I love coming in.
Yeah, it was great. Like, and it was a good time in your life, too, because, you know, you just were able to just kind of, you know, restart, and you start. You know, when I was saying this earlier, if you had Andy as your coach back in the day, oof, I mean, yeah. My God, I remember like you guys clicked.
One thing coach and I always joked about. Coach always used to tell me if he had me as a youngin', you know, my career would have been different. And I truly believe that. I know what he was able to get out of me. As a 9-year vet, well, 8-year vet when I got to him, you know, and a little past my prime, and obviously the 2-year layoff took a little bit away from athletic ability. Thank God I was able to have something back and revive it a little. But if he would have had me when I was 22, 23 years old, it would have been curtains for the league for a long time. I always looked at Andy Reid's offense, and I always watched film on them when I was in Atlanta and what he was doing with Donovan, and I always just wondered what if, because I was only, you know, you're allowed to think that way, and I thought he was a great play caller and a great coach, so I put a lot of thought into that. But, yeah, Andy, he always told me that. It was very cool.
Yeah, and he loved you. I remember having conversations, you know, before you ever came here. He loved you, and he was a guy that always had that. Like, he was also, what people don't know about him, and I'm glad about this Super Bowl, which we'll get to, but, you know, he was a good player. Like, he cared for his players, man. Like, he was a legit guy.
Yeah, I mean, very personable. You know, he's the type that, you know, he don't want to just know about what's going on in your world of football. It's friends to family and friends and, you know, he just, his door was always open, and as long as you treated him with respect, he'll give you the same. And but he didn't take anything less than that. I think, you know, when coaches can differentiate between, you know, being your friend and being your coach, being your mentor, being your role model in a sense, when they can compartmentalize that and put it all together, which very few are able to do, those are the ones who have the longest tenures, get the most out of their players, and obviously win on a consistent basis.
Yeah, that's a great point. We're talking to the great Michael Vick on the Comcast Business Hotline. So you got to spend some time with Jalen. What do you think? What'd you come away with Jalen and watching what he's done in this whole year, just reinventing himself?
Well, just sitting down with Jalen, I think Donovan can say the same. Jalen makes you want to go back and just do it all over again. Like, if I do it again, I'm going to do it just like this. I'm going to keep my head down, and I'm going to work as hard as I can, and I'm going to make my teammates better, and I'm going to be the best teammate that I can be, and I'm going to do everything right while I got everything in the palm of my hands. And, you know, he just reaps with confidence and leadership. And, you know, it's funny because as I watch him and I watch the maturation process, you know, I know his story. I know his dad was a coach and coached him, and I pray that I'm able to do the same thing for my son, and hopefully it turned out like a Jalen Hurts, man. I think he's a great, great young man, fine young man.
That's deep. It's deep. I mean, I'm listening, and it's so true. Like, all he wants to do is play football, and you said it, right? Like, head down, do the right thing. Listen, you know, it's hard, right, to keep like your head down, man. Right, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Now, nothing else matters right now. And even championship weekend, winning that game, you know, even when you see him smile, you just get happy because you're like, ah, yeah, Jalen, enjoy it. I'm glad he's enjoying it. But he's just so about his business, man. You can only respect that. And, you know, he'll continue to get better. He hasn't even maxed out as far as maturity level. You know, we all continue to mature in life as the years go on, regardless of age. And he's definitely mature beyond his years.
Yeah, you said something, and also, because I was going to bring this up to you, you know, having your dad, he was a coach's kid, and there's something about coach's kids and having your father, you know, provide that structure, being with you all day, like what you're doing with your kids, right? Like, that helps so much. Like, you know, and just in a big way, not just in the NFL and sports, but in society, having that voice with you all childhood is just so important.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's one thing to raise a child to become a fine young man or woman, an adult, but to have them become a great professional football player throughout all the years, because it's going to be good times, bad times, ups and downs. It's going to be adversity. You know, it's going to be championships, and it might get benched. And, you know, so many things can happen. You got to stay in the moment. And from, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to his dad because he was able to always be a teacher and a leader in his own right and coach him, you know, and help him see, you know, what the direction or what the point in success really is. And so, you know, got to give his dad a lot of respect, too, because he was definitely the point man to get him to this point.
Yeah, I love it. I love the story. And, you know, what's really cool is that I look at both these quarterbacks. When I just remove myself from, you know, a Philadelphian, I love Patrick Mahomes. I always did. I love the way he handles himself. You know, he's another kid that's just a straight up, he's a winner, that kid.
I mean, another kid you look at, I'm like, especially after spending time with him and spending time with Andy, and, you know, I can talk to Coach on many levels. And, you know, when he first drafted Patrick, you know, we had conversations about him, and I spent some time in camp, and like, this don't surprise me. You know, Patrick, just like Jalen, about his business, he gets it. He has great role models in his life. He has a coach that really cares and understands the game, and so you get the most out of this player, and you make him great. And I mean, it's a trend with Andy. I mean, Donovan was great, fine young man, great player, and Coach it's fair to say he know how to pick quarterbacks and he know talent, man. I think we can say that. But Patrick is certainly one of the best players in the National Football League, hands down. If not the best player, him and Jalen, they're going to battle that out in a couple of days. So I can't wait to watch this one, man. I'm staying neutral. I got love for both sides, man, and that won't change. I promise you that.
What do you think of Nick Sirianni? Because I see a lot of similarities, like young Andy. Like times are a little different, but he relates to his players. His players, you know, really seem to he gets the best out of them. And I think they not only like him and respect him, but I think they kind of can relate to him. I think he's a good young coach. I'm just curious of what you think.
Yeah. We see coaches come and go. And Nick's one of the coaches that you're going to see around for a long time. And, you know, I think he's very cerebral. He understands the game of football. He understands when to make it sophisticated, when to make it hard, and when to slow it down and make it super easy so guys can just go out and play. And those are the best coaches, you know, when it look hard, it's really not hard. And, you know, I just think Nick has really masterminded what needed to happen to win in the National Football League for the last couple of years. And you got to respect the process, too. Like, it didn't start out great for me.
Yeah.
He kind of like won. It was like, almost like Aaron Rodgers when he told everybody to relax. And Nick was like, okay, yeah, some bumps in the road, but here's how we're trying to do it, and this is how we see it, you know, materializing in the future. And look, we're in the Super Bowl. And you know, regardless of how it go, man, this is a successful season. It's going to be more seasons coming. The Philadelphia Eagles and the way Howie Roseman and that entire organization, the way they evaluate players and the type of players they bring in, is always consistent. If you look at this team from the 2018 team, the one that won the championship, whatever years it was, I forget.
No, you're right.
But we had defense, we had linebackers, we had safeties, we had leadership, we had a quarterback, two quarterbacks that got us there. We had a run game, we had receivers, we had Alshon Jeffrey, like the guy we picked up in free agency, similar to A.J. Brown. And so, you know, it's like they sit back and they kind of outdo the rest of the league in terms of talent. And I learned from being around, you know, these very influential people in terms of the game, how to evaluate the talent, what to look for, and what it's supposed to look like in every position. And I just look at the parallels and I just see winning. From the Chiefs, Andy, and Howie, and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is that line, and you know all too well about what an O-line, and what, you know, with Kelce and Lane, and now you have Mailata, and you know, that Eagles offensive line is so special. You know, Stoutland coaching that team. I mean, you know, you as your quarterback appreciate that more than anybody.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You can ask Jalen. You know, ask him how he feel about those guys in front of him, and he'll give you a long dissertation on each guy as to, you know, why they are probably some of his favorite teammates. You know, and I'm just saying that speaking from afar, but I know the bond that you create with your offensive linemen, and just to have a guy like Kelce and Lane Johnson on the line to, you know, just be big brothers to the guys who come in and to continue to teach them and help them and coach them up and make them better. It's not just one man. You know, those guys are working together. They lock their arms when that ball is snapped. And they come in the game and they come to destroy you. And it's very evident. They do that, and they've been doing it for a long time.
We're talking to Michael Vick on the Comcast Business Hotline, MV7.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know, the Eagles, I know this franchise means a lot to you, and, you know, Jeffrey Lurie ultimately was the one who embraced you And, you know, he's had a lot of success over the years. And, you know, he hires Andy, he hires Nick Sirianni. And I think it's fair and just that we talk about him, and you know, you got to know him, and he wanted to get to know you when he provided, you know, you this home after everything. I'm just curious about, you know, when you think about Jeffrey, like, you know, your encounters with him.
Thanks for bringing up Mr. Lurie, because, you know, we kind of lose sight on who's behind it all. And believing, it takes a certain belief, and Jeffrey's believing in everybody that, you know, he's the team he's assembled. And, you know, from Howie to Nick, just trusting the process and trusting his coaches. And, you know, I would say this about Mr. Lurie, a special young man, very humble, very intelligent, and had the chance to golf on him last year. And, you know, we talked about some things, and we kind of predicted that the future was bright, and we knew it. But if you go back in time, Mr. Lurie has given so many people a chance. And you look at the game at a time when, you know, black quarterbacks really didn't get an opportunity, not in terms of, you know, quarterbacking, but, you know, sometimes the opportunity was limited. He brought in Randall Cunningham. You know, he brought in Rodney Peete. You know, he brought in Donovan, drafted Donovan in 1999. And Andy, and that made me believe that I could make it in the National Football League. So, as a quarterback, as a black quarterback, and he's been a guy who's been an advocate, man. And he's, you know, he's just a great human being, and he gives everybody equal and ample opportunity to be successful. And he's a pioneer in the game. He's definitely a pioneer to the revolution of the position, the evolution of the position. You know, he helped young kids like me see the vision that it could happen. And so, you know, not only being a great owner and having one of the flagship organizations in the National Football League, he's a very, very fine man, I will say.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man. It really is. You know, you always loved it because you always talk from your heart. And I always respected that. Now tell me.
You got to show appreciation. Yeah,
yeah, man. You always do. So how's this game play out? You know, you put your X&O hat on, and what do you kind of see?
Well, I can see Philly coming out in fast pace, and you know, let's not lose sight that, you know, this game is going to be very difficult because Nick Sirianni has a great offense to speak. Steve Spagnuolo has a great defense, and then it's vice versa on the other side. Andy with the offense and the Eagles with the defense. So, you know, I think, you know, the healthiest team probably is going to have the advantage. We got two quarterbacks that's going to make magic happen. And I'll just say this, the least amount of mistakes made in the game, and we'll see, it'll be evident. We got two of the best teams playing. I think the team that make the least amount of mistakes and don't give up the edge in the turnover battle will probably have a better chance at winning, because you just can't give Patrick or Jalen opportunities to score, because they're going to score at some point.
Mike, man, it's always a pleasure catching up with you, brother. I always look forward to it. It's always fun.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure, brother. We'll talk soon, man. You enjoy it, all right?
Sure.
My man.
I will.
Here he is, MV7. Michael Vick on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.